Unit 4. I get it. 4F. Exercises 1 and 2, page 35.
Today, on Aha Moments in Science, we're looking at an amazing scientist and a very personal aha moment that changed his life forever. It was a weekend, and 9-year-old Neil deGrasse Tyson was going on his weekly outing with his parents. His parents used to take him and his brother and sister to museums and other places like that often. Neil was a clever boy who was very interested in science, so he enjoyed these trips. That day, they were going to the Hayden Planetarium to learn about space and the stars. Neil lived in the Bronx in New York, and like in many cities, you couldn't see very many stars at night. So when he went to the planetarium and sat down, he didn't expect to see anything special. Imagine his surprise when the lights went off and the huge screen above them showed the stars as they appear in a clear night sky. Neil couldn't believe his eyes. He thought it was just a trick. He knew there weren't that many stars in the sky, were there? 2 years later, his parents took him on a trip to Pennsylvania. There in the countryside, he realized that the night sky was as full of stars as the show in the planetarium had promised. What's more, he had recently discovered that there was a job where you could spend your day looking up at the stars, studying them. Years later, he looked back on that day in the Hayden Planetarium and felt deep down inside that the starry sky had been calling to him that day, asking him to spend his life studying it. He went back to the planetarium many times when he was a teenager and attended lectures about space from some of the top professors in the world. Neil deGrasse Tyson grew up to become a professor. One day, 29 years after that first day at the Hayden Planetarium, the planetarium asked him if he would be its new director. Neil deGrasse Tyson accepted without thinking twice. He had never forgotten that day at the age of 9 when he discovered his future career. He had also never forgotten how important it was to be able to go there as a teen and listen to the professors there teach about the stars. Since then, he has written many books about space and the stars and planets in it. He has appeared on television many times too, which he loves, and is probably the most famous scientist in the world. If you love space too, you can find out more about Neil deGrasse Tyson on his website, neildegrassetyson.com.